The Washington Post reports the government of Sudan sought to influence American public opinion through contacts with Reagan-era National Security Advisor Robert Bud McFarlane, a figure in the Iran-Contra scandal and last fall an advisor to John McCain's presidential campaign. Sudanese officials used a back channel to deal with McFarlane, who has a $1.3 million contract with the Gulf state of Qatar to work on peacemaking initiatives in East Africa. In recent months, McFarlane has met with top Obama administration officials, including National Security Advisor James Jones and Sudan envoy John Scott Gratian. The administration is currently split on how to engage with Sudan, whose president Omar Hassan al-Bashir faces war crimes charges from the International Criminal Court. Neither McFarlane nor his firm, McFarlane Associates, have registered as lobbyists or as a foreign agent for Qatar or Sudan. McFarlane told the Washington Post he has had contacts with Sudan officials, including an intelligence operative, but has no formal ties with the government in Khartoum. Darfur activist John Prendergast, a founder of the anti-genocide Enough Project, says McFarlane's influence helped disrupt peace talks in Ethiopia last summer. A tribal leader backed by McFarlane asked for $6 million from U.S. envoy Scott Gratian, a move that nearly derailed the summit. Tucson, Arizona, immigrant rights activist Walt Stanton faced a sentence of a year in jail for littering in the Buenos Aires National Wildlife Refuge, which skirts the border with Mexico. After a jury trial, Stanton, a part-time web designer, was sentenced to a year probation and 300 hours of community service, picking up trash on public lands. The activist was also banned for a year from entering the National Wildlife Refuge. Ironically, Stanton was picking up trash left by Mexican migrants when Stanton and three other immigration activists were arrested in the refuge. They are all members of the activist group No More Deaths, No Más Muertes. The group leaves jugs of water in the refuge for Mexican migrants crossing through the harsh Sonoran Desert. According to the news magazine In These Times, 50,000 Mexican migrants cross the wildlife refuge each year, down from 250,000 a year before the U.S. government built a 7-mile-long, 12-foot-high wall on the Mexican border. Before his sentencing in mid-August, Stanton told In These Times government border agents had overreacted. The activists observed, if you want to talk about disrupting wildlife, this is a war zone. They've got helicopters, ATVs, trucks all over the refuge, and they built a wall straight through the wildlife refuge. Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss has dipped into his leadership political action committee to finance lavish golf outings at resorts in Pebble Beach, California, and Boca Raton, Florida. According to the investigative website ProPublica, Chambliss spent over $250,000 at elite golf resorts in 2007 and 2008, paid through PAC, the Republican Majority Fund. This amount exceeds $250,000 that Chambliss sent to Republican candidates. Chambliss's PAC's top contributors are defense lobbyists, the senator's friend James Irvin, and military contractors like Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics. Leadership PACs follow fewer rules and get less media scrutiny than formal campaign committees. Over the last three congressional elections, lobbyists have given $355 million to the leadership PACs, now used by 70% of members of Congress to raise money. During the 2008 campaign cycle, less than half of the $112 million raised went to support political candidates. The majority of funds went to entertainment, administrative overhead, and fundraising costs. In March, the FEC sent Congress a series of recommendations, including banning the use of leadership PACs for personal expenses. These PACs have recently been implicated in payoffs and sex scandals involving former North Carolina Senator John Edwards and Nevada Senator John Ensign. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Emily Santos-Poplowski.